Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday the 26th of March. My name is Philip Kingston.
And I'm Gary Peer.
Gary, what a phenomenal weekend it was in the two leading cities of the country, being Sydney and Melbourne. Massive weekend. Well, what do you have to say?
Well, we had Super Saturday. Yeah. For us, you know, they, of course, because most agents, they just work Saturday, right? But we, you know, are a little bit more committed than that, Phil. So we had Super Saturday, we had Sensational Sunday,
Mad Monday.
Forget about Mad Monday. In terms of auctions, we had wonderful Wednesday and terrific Thursday. So we had four very big auction days, during the week, Philip. I think 34 out of 44 gave us a clearance rate of 74% against Domain reporting 62%. REA 64%, put up the towers, we'll cop that 74 versus average those two, 63%.
And viewers, as I put my glasses on so I can read from my iPad, Melbourne hosted 1,636 auctions over the weekend. Now, keeping in mind, viewers, there was only a few years ago where Melbourne used to talk about, wow, we've got 1,000 auctions this weekend.
Yep.
So 1,636 auctions, that is just massive. So that clearance rate of 62 or 64% whatever you're saying, that is from massive clearance.
But let's just have some perspective, Philip, because this weekend is the Easter weekend. So there's no auction. So it's sort of two over one, you know. But you've got this thing now you're doing where you said, as I put my glasses on.
Yes.
So, and, you know, I saw a video, you know, of one of the auctions. You go, as I turned the camera, are you going to start sort of saying, talking about yourself in the first,
about
the third
what
person?
I'm doing.
And you're going to say, yes, Philip doesn't like that, or you're going to start talking in the third person now?
Philip is about to eat his lunch.
Yeah.
Philip is having a cup of coffee.
Yeah, Philip's very unhappy about that. Philip loves that. Is he going to start doing that now? Is that where we're going here?
See, this is what happens, viewers. You know, you come to work, you feel good about yourself, you're kind of charged up for the day, and then you spend time with misery guts over here.
I'm just pointing this out. Just wants
to chop you down.
I just want to make sure that you're okay on your track, because you've got these little isms that are coming out now, and they just, I've got some call for concern. Having said that, I've got to say, on the weekend, I did something that I've never done before, and I can recommend. Well, you know, every year, and, you know, talking about cutting you down, every year you usually have something to say to me about something I'm not doing as well as I maybe should. And I see it as self-improvement.
Well, you think I summarise your strengths and weaknesses at the end of
the
year.
You do, uninvited, during the year as well. And one of the things you said years ago is, I can't have a hanky anymore, because I used to love the handkerchief. I used to love the handkerchief, you know. And, you know, you see distinguished people, men, historically having handkerchiefs. Clark Gable would have had a handkerchief, for sure. Anyway, you said you have to have tissues, right? So I've done my first auction on the weekend. And for auctioneers out there that are watching this, can I just make a suggestion? Don't do an auction with a runny nose without a tissue, because I can tell you now, I had an auction in Bentley with a runny nose and there was nowhere to turn. I went into the auction, I was fine, but my nose started running like a tap and I didn't have a tissue. It was an awkward situation, Phil. The other thing that I want to say is, when did it come to the public's attention to start telling us, and maybe we invited about our appearance because, or you know, our age. I did an auction 2 weeks ago in Hawthorne Road with a conjunctional agent, and the vendor advocate, which we were working with, lovely, lovely gentleman and his wife, she said, oh, I love the way old guys do auctions, right? And I didn't know who she was talking about until I realised she was talking about me.
Well, I do. This is why on a regular basis, Gary, I say,
what is that?
Can you go and get yourself a new suit? Can you cut your eyebrows, which again, old man's eyebrows?
Hey,
can you send the link to your eyebrows?
I want to talk about that. Someone else on the way, and this is the other thing. It's funny that you said that. Because
it's not funny.
No, it is funny. Because someone on the weekend said, your eyebrows look almost presidential, they said. They look like they're distinguished. So someone made that comment.
You want to look like Joe Biden or Donald Trump.
Well,
is that the look you're looking
for? You reckon they're doing it? Do you reckon that Joe Biden says, I wish I was a real estate agent in Caulfield North doing GPTV every week?
I reckon the way he's going at the moment, he probably does wish he was.
Maybe so. Anyway, someone else said, so people are very welcoming to comment now, and you invite comment. On the weekend, you started doing it at an auction, the whole tie or no tie. In the middle of the auction, I had to take my tie off.
And then put it back on.
And then put it back on again. So I don't know what's going on. I think we've lost control of everything. I feel like we're out of control.
I think there is no longer, the public have a right to, this is what social media is giving us.
Yes.
Because, you know, if you think about swipe left, swipe right, make a comment, love heart, whatever. The public have been told, comment. So that's what social media has done. So the link to that is, you'll just do that when you're actually in front of the person.
And you know, and even at auctions, people just tell you what they're going to bid now.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, you go up a $10,000 price, someone will go, no, $1,000. And we'll say, no, it's $10,000. They go, no, it's $1,000. And I said, oh, okay. Well, you're running the auction now. Is that what's going on here now? Is that what's happening? And then I sort of realised, look, you know what? I've been married for 30 years.
Yep.
Happily married. And I've done as I've told. Done what I've been told to do. So maybe that's what should happen.
Don't go down that as auctioneers. Old misogynist, my wife.
Why is it misogynist?
Oh, because it's real.
It's the opposite of misogynist. No, misogynist is, I'll tell you what to do.
No, Gary, that's
is that your position?
It's reverse misogyny.
Reverse misogyny. Okay, we're getting way off track here. Anyway, let's just get back to real estate, shall we? Because it is a real estate
show.
Can
we talk about the weekend, Gary? Because first of all, our clearance rate was fabulous. Again, we beat the industry. We've already talked about that. But we did the 70-plus clearance rate from a record number of auctions.
How did you pull up on Sunday? You did 6 auctions on Sunday and then you had to do some charity event.
I did.
He's got a lot of energy.
So I must say, Monday mornings, I pull up rather sore.
Mm.
But ultimately, when they're all selling and we've got bidding and there is a natural rhythm, it's very easy to go from auction to auction to auction. So I did do 6 on Sunday, sold a number of them under the hammer, a number of them were passed in and went into immediate negotiations. But across the weekend, no doubt you're about to tell us some of the auction highlights.
No doubt. Well, I want to commend you for your stamina and your fine performance on Sunday because you went through. A busy week last week, a lot of real estate sold, Philip, and well done to all of our agents that worked very, very hard. Good that it wasn't too hot on the weekend as well. I like that. And Phil, well done to all those buyers and sellers because we've moved a lot of people on the weekend. A lot of people moved around. We didn't wait till the weekend. We had a twilight. We actually went from twilight auction to evening auction in London Street.
Yeah, that's right.
It was an evening auction. So, you know,
so it was a 6:30, then a 7:30.
So I sort of thought, as I was driving there, it's sort of 7 o'clock, it's starting to get a bit dark. I think, this is not going to be a twilight auction. This is an evening auction now. And we haven't really done evening auctions, but I've got to tell you, as a late night person, I like it. And I keep coming back to this, and people have watched the show over the years. Before I retire, and I've got plenty of years left in me, I want a midnight auction. I want a midnight auction. But how about that evening auction?
I think the way to get a midnight auction, if you really do want a midnight auction, I think that here's the challenge. In order to get the first midnight auction, there's got to be a compelling reason to do it.
Halloween, maybe.
Other than just trying to satisfy your weird views on nocturnal living. But why don't you put your money where your mouth is and say that you will give a commission-free, a commission-free experience to the person that goes for a midnight auction. So there it is.
You know what? That's a great idea. I'm not going to take it. Anyway, let's talk about London Street, Philip, because that was a cracking auction. We had 5 bidders going strong. And you know, again, the power of auction, you know, people think, oh, twilight maybe, you know, some vendors evening. But we had people rock up on the night. Maybe there's something in it, Phil. Maybe there's the moon's out or something's in it. We had people rock up on the night, throw in bids. It was a very competitive auction.
I think if one thing that COVID has left us is with there is no right way to do anything anymore.
No.
Obviously, there is a preferred method sometimes, but ultimately, you can just... I think the public is just completely open to things being done differently. Now, if you think about it, we've been doing twilight auctions for 20 years, but I think they're just becoming more and more popular because if you think about it, you know, a 6 o'clock auction, a 7 o'clock auction, even an 8 o'clock auction.
And a midnight auction.
People are around.
Yes,
people
are around. They are around.
You know, everyone's busy on the weekends. So it's kind of somewhat of a relief to some people to say, okay, well, I've got nothing on Wednesday evening. That suits me.
And hey, some big crowds, Phil.
Yep.
Some big crowds coming out, you know, for these twilight and evening auctions. Anyway, London Street sold 5 bidders, Philip, sold for $1,426,000. So congratulations to the vendor and the buyer, delightful buyer who's been looking for a while. Phil, we've had a few other auctions to feature. Bayview Street in East Brighton. That was a thumper.
That was a great result. A non-referral auction. The vendor said, look, once you get to this point, you can put the property on the market. We had, I think, 4 or 5 people bidding for that.
Yep.
That was a great development site, and we did sell that to a developer that is going to do something fabulous with it. A wide frontage, north-facing at the back and a beautiful street. So very popular property and, you know, very strong, solid price. But congratulations to the people that bought it because they do beautiful work.
Price $2,290,000. Philip, we had a sale of an apartment, Hudson Street. Like sometimes you think, what's a courtyard worth? We've had this discussion before.
Yep.
How much is a courtyard worth? Well, you know, apartments in Hudson Street, and you know, we know Hudson Street well. We actually had two twilight auctions in Hudson Street as well, two villas.
Yep.
But
during the week.
And the same night that we sold those two, I'm just ticking it off, we sold an apartment number 5 at 7 Hudson Street. Now, Phil, we thought we might get, you know, somewhere in the low threes, because those apartments without courtyards have been selling between 270 and 300.
Yep.
We thought maybe 3 to 330. Vendor was fine with that. Would have loved to get more. Would have loved to get 350. But lo and behold, sold for $385,000 for that lucky vendor who watches the show from time to time. Three bidders, Philip. A courtyard can make all the difference, can't it?
It does, absolutely. And look, you know, if I was buying an apartment or a villa unit with a courtyard garden, a couple of things to talk about courtyards, because a lot of people don't fix them up until they're selling. But you landscape a beautiful courtyard, and it doesn't have to be expensive, because you can go to a nursery, you can do all of this yourself. But there's two things: beautiful landscaping, so where the perimeter fencing has got, you know, either bamboo or those evergreens planted around it, or a deck is a fantastic thing, where you're walking straight out of your lounge room onto a deck, which then comes out onto the courtyard. Do those two things, and your courtyard will multiply in value.
A little bit of added value information on the usually a show about not much, really. So that was good. Phil, we're just sort of running through what's hot now. And in Elliott Avenue, Carnegie, this is a property that had 4 bidders. There's some images of that on the screen. 110 at 3 Elliott Avenue, $741,000. It felt on the weekend some of the apartments that have been a bit touch and go started heating up again. And it's... You know, there was times on the weekend where I thought, you know, when you say things can just click and change like that, I thought, is this a weekend that's proven it? Because some of the results on the weekend were really quite extraordinary.
I reckon in next week's episode, Gary, we're going to talk about whether the market is back or it's not. So let's save a bit of that commentary for next week. Stay tuned, viewers. It's going to be an action-packed week.
The 110 at 3 Elliott Avenue. So well done to Leo Samuel, who auctioned that apartment, got $741,000. Phil, I couldn't get to Pierce Street because I did another auction in Normanby Avenue, which went very much over expectation. It was actually a crazy auction. But I got down to 6 Pierce Street to check you out. And they were all celebrations, you in your car.
Well, Gary, record price there. I don't know whether it's disclosed or
it's not
disclosed. So we're not going to talk about the price. But will say this. Shout out to Debbie and David.
Yes,
who
they watched the show.
Really? Not only did they watch the show, but I'm picking them for standout vendors
of the year.
So we'll talk more about that in another episode, perhaps. But
the nominations,
first of all, they are the loveliest couple.
They are
the loveliest couple. And from day one, everything that we did for them was received positively. We had this lovely, virtuous loop, Gary, of us doing great work, them appreciating it, and around and around and around it went. But they got an outstanding result. We ended up having, I think, 5 or 6 people bidding on that. We shot the reserve to pieces.
Yep.
It was on the market. Everybody saw it sold in front of them. But I think that we've now set a record price for that style of property in Caulfield South. So congratulations to Debbie and David.
And David, who had a very senior position, of course, at the school that our kids went to, thank you for not throwing them out, because, you know, peers have been thrown out of schools for generations. And I think, well, your kids
were
okay.
I mean, I don't think the peers were thrown out. They were asked to leave. Well, actually, they weren't asked to leave. I think your children were told, through you and your lovely wife, of course, that it would be best that they found alternative schooling.
Yes. Well, I had the same thing at my school, and it's gone through. Even my parents had that at their school. So
it's a genetic thing, isn't it?
You know, you kind of think you get a message when you get to school and your desk's gone. You'd think, you know,
that's right.
Maybe there's a message in that, but we didn't quite catch on. We don't catch on too fast, us peers. But anyway, well done to David and Debbie. Great result, and delighted for them. Philip, Teague Street, I got the pleasure of auctioning 3 at 58 Teague Street. Mark Kirkham did a superb job of handling that together with Lamore. And this is a place that was on the park, was quite special and unique. 4 bidders, Philip.
Did it have a gate going out onto the park?
It did have a gate that went onto the park, and it overlooked the park somewhat.
I've got to tell you, viewers, there's not a lot of properties that back onto parks, but when you do have a property that backs onto a park and it does have a gate, It's just a great asset.
It just feels different. You do not feel like you're
open the gates and that's my backyard.
And even to look over and just see trees and a park
and we're talking about viewers. We're talking about Princes Park,
and that is really
one of Melbourne's best community parks.
It is indeed.
We're really lucky in Caulfield. We're between Princes Park and of course Caulfield Park. Those are two key anchors for the suburb.
Thumpers,
just amazing.
They are thumpers. Philip, 5 Powderham Road, the only other sale I want to just mention. He did a great job out in the back garden there by the pool facing north. Fabulous home.
Beautiful home.
Delightful vendors and delightful buyer.
Yep.
So congratulations to all of those.
Isn't it lovely when you have a beautiful home
owned
by fabulous people and you sell it to other fabulous people? From a real estate agent's perspective,
That's nirvana.
It is nirvana because you're dealing with a beautiful product. You've got a wonderful people on either side of the transaction. So it does make being a real estate agent very special.
It does indeed. Part of the joy of our job, Phil, and goodness knows it is a joyous job. It's not even a job. It's a career. It's a life. It's a existence, isn't it? Phil, no auctions this weekend. It is the Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday. Wishing everybody a happy Easter. But we've got a few auctions during the week, and we kick off tomorrow, Philip. We're going to be in Teague Street, 1 at 58 Teague Street, which is at the front of the unit I sold that backed onto the park.
So do you reckon that the owners of this one, the people that buy this one, will be able to knock on the door of unit number 3 and say, do you mind if we walk through your house to use the gate to the park?
Well, they might not knock on the door. They might just ask for a key. Let themselves through anytime they
like. Well, in fact, we've got a spare set of keys.
Exactly right.
So maybe
we're not doing anything with them.
Let's
just
hand those over. That's a great property, Gary. Obviously, we've proven how popular that development is. This is a single story, 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms, a beautiful home. Move straight in and enjoy.
You're meeting Leon Guzenfitter for a couple of midweek auctions tomorrow, Philip. One of those auctions at Bacara Road, a great address, quality property.
Gary, how beautiful is this home? 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. That is a fabulous home with wraparound courtyard gardens. Lots to love there.
Philip, you might think Theodore is a name, but it's not. It's Theodore. And we are going to be in Theodore Street. That's number 18B. Theodore Street in Caulfield South.
Gary,
tell us about it.
How beautiful is this? 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a lock-up garage, everything that opens and shuts. This is absolute perfection when we talk about this style of real estate.
Thursday, Philip, we have a couple of other twilight auctions as well. We're going to be in Bardolph Court in Bentley.
Gary, beautiful home, 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a lock-up garage, lots of land, lots to love there, single-story perfection.
And you are going to close out our week on a Thursday evening, the eve of Good Friday, Philip. You are going to be auctioning in Huntington Road. It's a busy midweek action-packed calendar.
Gary, this is the most extraordinary home on a very, very large parcel of land in the McKinnon Secondary College and Vauxton Primary School zone. This is 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking, massive back garden, a stunning home that feels like it's brand new.
All the midweek action, Philip, from the Bentley office. So well done to the guys down there. Our Gary Peer Bentley office, I reckon, is the fastest growing office in Australia, Philip, if not the world.
There you go.
Because it's just going from strength to strength.
Untested by any real statistics, but I do love the thought process behind that comment.
Just on instinct alone, I just made that comment.
Correct.
No facts behind it. Correct. Well, I know it is. It's grown. I mean, it's double what it was a year ago, Phil. That's pretty
Gary,
impressive.
Let's talk about an incredible project that we've got coming up in Hawthorne Road.
Okay.
By our special projects division, which is based at 198 Balaclava Road.
It is.
And just around the corner in Hawthorne Road, we've got a project called Reverie. And this is the most incredible development. It's been designed by BG Architecture together with Hecker Guthrie Interiors. If you're looking to downsize or perhaps even upsize, or to use the correct description that our projects division use, which is right size, we've got the most incredible apartment building. This is just architecture and interior design at its finest. We've got apartments there for everybody from 2 bedrooms to penthouse 3 bedroom apartments. If you're looking to downsize, right size, upsize, with all of the cafes downstairs at your doorstep, including a new IGA supermarket, inquire through our project marketing division.
Do we have a price guide on those, Philip?
Any Gary, idea? We do. We've got apartments there that start from circa $1 million and go all the way to multi-million dollar apartments, and they are just superb.
And you call it
reverie. Just make sure you call it home. More important than the pronunciation of the name.
Very nice wrap. Look, that is the end of March, Philip. First quarter of the year gone.
Yep.
Come, gone, bada bim, bada boom, it's all over. That is one quarter done and an active and busy quarter. Lots going on in the world of real estate. It's been an exciting time, hasn't it?
Bring on April, May and June, Gary, then we'll close off the financial year and then we'll be in the home straight to Christmas, and before you know it, you'll be sitting in a retirement home drinking soup.
Dribbling from my mouth, which not even knowing that I'm doing it. That's a big wrap on GPTV. We'll see you in April. I'm Gary Pearce.
I'm Philip Kingston. Have a fantastic long weekend.